Welcome to your Empower Source Fill-Up, where we interview small business entrepreneurs who do not like making money. Just kidding. They love it. Let's face it, small business entrepreneurs do love making money. But on this show, we only speak with entrepreneurs who love making money and thrive on empowering other small business entrepreneurs to succeed. My name is Tiffany Joy Green, co-founder, partner, and chief growth officer for Empower Source, and my co-host today is Cindy Farmer, an internal communications manager for Empower Source. Please join us during our coffee break while we talk about the reasons a small business should consider hiring an advisory services firm. There's a full pot of coffee ready, so let's get started. So, Cindy, I suppose everyone would like to know who we are. What do you think?
I think that's a good start, Tiffany.
Well, I guess I'll start. As I said earlier, I'm Tiffany Joy Green, co-founder, partner, and chief growth officer for Empower Source. That's a whole lot of titles, I know. And at the risk of aging myself, I've been in the business for about 20 years doing marketing, public relations, communications. So I've been in the industry for a long time, but as I've noticed, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So some of the channels we use in marketing may have changed, but fundamentals are still the same. So what about you, Cindy?
Same. I have about 30 years of marketing and communications experience, and currently I'm an internal communications manager for Empower Source, which partners with a variety of other companies.
Cindy, I think it'd be good for some of our small business entrepreneurs to know what an internal communications manager is. What is that?
I'm working to ensure that all of our employees are on board with our marketing direction and trying to make sure that they're ambassadors for our message and get buy-in from everyone so that we're all on the same page.
So you're kind of like internal marketing and I'm the external marketing person.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Right. So between us, we both have a lot of experience. Let's jump into the topic at hand. Why should a small business consider hiring an advisory services or consulting firm?
Let me flip that around. Why not hire an advisory services firm? Honestly, I don't know of a reason why a small business should not hire an advisory services firm. Over the years, I've worked with a lot of small business owners as a consultant, and a lot of small business owners, they are the jack of all trades. They're doing it all by themselves. And there's no way one person can be an expert in everything that they're doing. And so by hiring that advisory services firm, they're actually getting a wealth of knowledge at their fingertips, to be able to use at any point that they want. I mean, you know, and I know, you can't be a technological guru. You can't be an accountant, a CPA, a marketing or a chief marketing officer and a informational officer and an internal communications manager. We can't all be great at everything. So by having that advisory services firm, you have all that knowledge at your fingertips all the time. And your business will only succeed because of that.
Can you give an example of that?
Yes, I have had a long history of working with small business owner entrepreneurs who've owned a variety of businesses. And one small business owner comes to mind immediately. This small business owner had owned a variety of companies. They were in the retail business. They were also in the manufacturing business and they were in the sports business. So very diverse grouping of businesses. And they were very good in terms of the operation side of the business and really making it efficient and productive for all of the business. The owner could really look at each of those business lines and really get the productivity down to a science. But what this owner struggled with was increasing revenues and really building his target market. Actually, the small business owner didn't really know who his target market was. He thought everybody was their target market, right? Because so many small businesses do. They don't know who, or they might have a general idea who it is, but they don't really know. So by bringing me on, I was able to create a strategic marketing plan. I did a variety of marketing research for him so he would know who his target market was, not just for his retail line of businesses, but for all the whole series of businesses. By just uncovering who the target market was and deciding, and by doing the research to find out where you know, there were opportunities that he was missing, I was able to help him gain 40% increase in revenue just by doing that. He had a lot of ideas, which most small business owners do, and he was thinking about going in a variety of different directions. RV park, lacrosse manufacturing. I conducted feasibility studies to be able to say, are those business concepts good ideas? I found out, not going to say which one was good and which one was bad. So that small business owner did not invest a ton of money in the bad idea, and possibly by doing that could defunct the rest of the business lines by making such an investment. So as you can see, you know, by having that advisor on staff really sit, not only improved his current business, it saved his business.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And it shows that running multiple businesses can be a real challenge for one person to manage it all. And you kind of need some experts in place to help you along that
journey.
Yeah, the journey. Okay.
So the truth is there are a lot of reasons to hire an advisory services firm. And I think for a lot of small business owners, they want to bring in an advisory services firm or a consulting firm when their actual business is in trouble. They may be looking at possible closure, ending their business, selling their business. They're usually at a point, unfortunately, that's when they start going on Google and going, who can help me and my business? I'm not going to say that's a bad idea. Yeah, obviously, if you're, you know, at your last straw, totally look it up. But the time to actually bring in an advisory services firm or a consulting firm is long before that. I would encourage any small business owner, right before they even open the doors to their business, is to hire an advisory services firm before they even get going. Because wouldn't it be nice knowing before you opened for business who your target market was? Make sure there was actual demand for your product or service so you could tailor that before you even opened the doors, and then help you through the journey of before opening, getting that plan in place so that way when you do actually open those doors, they can walk you through the remainder of your journey. So you're never alone and you're never making choices based off, you know, the flying, what do they say? What's that saying, Cindy? Flying off the seat of your pants. You know, that's what an advisory services firm does for you. Business is not just a whim. You know, I think people think you're passionate about something, you open the door and it just happens. And it's a luck of the draw based on your passion and the luck to make a business succeed. When in fact, business is, there's science behind business.
And intention.
Intention. Numbers don't lie. Like marketing. How many times, Cindy, have you heard marketing is just creative, right? We're the make it look pretty people. Mm-hmm. But really marketing is based on science. We do have people within the marketing world, like graphic designers, who take the strategy, the concepts, and make things look, so to speak, pretty. But the real truth is marketing is based on science. Marketing is based on data. And now more than ever, we have more data at our discretion to be able to make wise choices through artificial intelligence, through inbound marketing channels, marketing automation. I mean, we could go on and
data analytics.
So much. You know, we're here today talking about small business, but the truth is small business can learn from big business. So you look at a company like Walmart, right? Why, you know, there's a variety of reasons why Walmart is the way it is. They made a lot of choices. I know we don't want to get in politics because people have their personal views about Walmart, but that's not what we're going to talk about, right? But they make choices based on numbers. So years ago, before artificial intelligence was where it's even at today, they would be able to scan all their barcodes, all that information as people were checking out, they would be constantly analyzing. So they would be able to know their customer to the point that I always thought this
was for inventory purposes.
Yes. But for marketing, just like they knew that if there was a tornado about to strike Arkansas, that they needed to have a surplus of strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Or bottled water.
But it was crazy that strawberry Pop-Tarts, because you would never guess that on your own. You would guess bottled water. We need bottled water. You might need, you know, some fruits and vegetables, whatever, canned goods.
Milk.
Yeah. But would you think of strawberry Pop-Tarts? So by analyzing those analytics, they were able to have that. So business, without having those advisors at your fingertips, do you think one person's going to be able to know all that for themselves? I mean, marketing is my expertise, but I would never say I'm an IT guru. I'm certainly going to need an IT expert.
Well, from your experience, what do you think small business owners are looking for help with?
Honestly, I think they look for help with anything and everything. I think, you know, they're looking to increase their revenue. Most small business owners have struggled with their cash flow. They become cash poor during certain seasons. So they're always looking for help with that. Always reducing costs, aren't we all, even as our own consumers? Improve operations, risk management, and having the right technology. Again, it's all about doing things seamlessly, efficiently, and increasing the bottom line.
Well, that's quite a list.
That's right. It is quite a list. But they got to remember, like, just like I said earlier, like, just because they are a small business doesn't mean they have to think small and make their strategy small. Whether you're small or large, a strategy is conducive for an efficient, effective business.
So when do you think is the right time to bring in an advisory services firm?
I think from day one, if you are even considering starting a business, now would be the time to bring an advisory services firm. Let that advisory services firm evaluate to help you determine the products and services that you want to offer there's actual demand for. I mean, I used to be coined in saying that, you know, marketing is not about creating demand. It's about answering demand. All you need to do is meet demand. So before you get going with your product or service idea, it's best to evaluate the market and know that there's an actual demand for it. And also to create the appropriate business plan and strategy in place. So that way you don't become a cash poor business and that your cash flow is operational and that you have the right technology to operate your business. And that all your processes and procedures, and even where you're going to set up shop, let's say your retail shop, do you know where you need to really be? Do you know what space you need to lease? There's so much information that an advisory services firm can help you with. I think a lot of times small business is going to rely upon their CPA and lawyer, which obviously I highly recommend having an attorney and having a lawyer, but you also need those other elements of business being covered too. So obviously for a startup, for an existing, and for individuals looking to retire someday, because most people, you know, if they're planning on retiring, they need to sell their business. And that's usually for them, that's their source of retirement. So to ensure that they're going to get the biggest bang for their buck for their business, bring in the advisory services firm. So they're making sure that you're doing everything you can to get the biggest bang for your buck for your business.
So what I heard you say really in is to bring them in early on before you get going, but also never wait until your business is in trouble.
Exactly.
To get that information and help. So in today's world, too, isn't it important to have some technology expertise to go along with running that business for security reasons, for all of the data that you are gathering and keeping that protected?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think any small business owner wants to find themselves in a Capital One situation that's currently going on. Having their customer data being stolen, having, if you're a doctor, having patient information being stolen, or having an employee do things that they're not supposed to be doing with the information. So having the right advisory firm who can not only just advise on what technology you should be using to use for your business, whether it be production or whatever, it's also for the regulatory side of things. People look at, you know, you can look at OSHA, HIPAA, safety data sheets, ISO, all these things that are out there from the federal government to protect patient rights, to protect employee rights, to protect consumers. It's more than that. By making sure you're following regulations and cybersecurity and data, making all this stuff safe, it's also protecting that business's reputation. Because what do you think Capital One is facing right now with their reputation?
Right, right. They're paying lots of money to bring that back out of the ashes.
And let's see what happens to their stock, and let's see how many customers they lose. I'm sure Bank of America and Wells Fargo right now have
sitting there
open
waiting
arms.
For, Well, we see that in the marketing world too. With marketing software, it shouldn't be seen as a revenue generator. It should be a tool to facilitate the strategy for that revenue generation. So the marketing part is the automation part is also very important to the strategy.
Absolutely. I think, you know, so many times, like, proactive information management, our sponsor has, I've talked with people over there and they'll say, oh my gosh, you know, this client, they bought this technology and then they bought this technology and then they bought this technology and none of it's solving their problems.
And it's not working together.
It's not working together. But the reason why is because they didn't have the strategy and the plan in place. They didn't have the strategy and then the plan and then the people and the process. That all has to come first before they choose the technology. So what happens is they're choosing the technology as the first step when in fact, that's the absolute last step.
Yeah. Because they went out at it trying to fix a problem rather than making it a cohesive
solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, those are all great reasons for a small business to bring in an advisory firm. If someone is considering advisory services, what should their next steps be?
I think for anybody considering an advisory services firm, they should look at the firm in terms of, are they an expert in the industry in which I'm in? There's a lot of advisory services firms who pretty much just help anybody and everybody. But I think it's really imperative to hire an advisory services firm who has tailored industry experience. So if you are a doctor or a dentist, does the advisory firm have a history helping doctors and dentists? Mm-hmm. Are you in manufacturing? Well, then you should be hiring an advisory services firm that has experience in manufacturing. I think it's imperative too that you meet with these advisors, make sure that you gel well, that you can communicate. And I also think of an advisory company. A lot of times you will hire a consultant who will only help you with one thing. Let's say they'll help you with making your business processes more efficient. And a lot of times we call that supply chain management. They'll help you with that, but they're not going to help you with marketing, IT, all of it. They're going to help you with one element. I would encourage any small business owner to look for an advisory services firm that can actually help you with every single aspect of your business. So that way you only have one person that you need to turn to, and then it's one cohesive end-to-end solution for you. So for example, Empower Advisors, one of our sponsors of our podcast today, is an advisory services firm that is that end-to-end business solution for four target markets. If you're in the healthcare field, if you're in manufacturing and warehousing, if you're local government, and if you're in accounting and finance, they would be the ideal advisory services firm for you. They can help you from revenue generation, cash flow management, business processes and operations. They can help you with and your IT, and they can help you with risk management. It's your whole end-to-end solutions for you.
Well, and isn't it important to meet with each of the members of those divisions, if you will, so that you know not only the plan that might work for you works, but also that you and each of those advisors see eye to eye on what needs to happen.
Right. I think it's important to have that relationship with each one of those people. Make sure that you gel with each one of them and that you are...
And that you see the vision that they're trying to impart to you.
Exactly.
Or that you're trying to impart to them.
If you're not seeing them routinely, I would be questioning what kind of service they're providing you. By having them come see you face-to-face and visiting your business ensures that you're not getting some cookie-cutter presentation. So like with Empower Advisors, for example, they're a holistic, very tailored approach. And each of those experts are going to evaluate your business based on their expertise. And then the solutions that they provide you are also going to be extremely tailored.
So now that we've talked about this and Empower Advisors in particular, how does somebody reach them?
Well, for anybody who's interested in learning more about advisory services and specifically Empower Advisors, they can contact Jason Swadek. He is the partner of Empower Advisors, and you can actually give him a call at 804-897-8347. That is 804-897-8347. And he can talk with you even more in depth about what you should look for in an advisory firm.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for today, Tiffany. Thank you for listening to the Empower Source Fill Up podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by our sponsors, Empower Source, Proactive Information Management, Proactive Cloud, Empower Advisors, and Centravance. Please check us out at proactive-info.com and subscribe to our podcast on our website. See you at the next episode.